And a good morning once again here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. It's about 8:15. I am Connor Harbit here in the studios as per usual. Don't forget open line. It'll be starting about 8:30 today, or it'll be getting its normal start time as Matt Jordan and I will take you through the rest of the day. But for now, we do have an interview in studio. We have our weekly interview with Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Miss Wilson, how are you doing today? Let me turn your mic on. That might work out.
Okay.
But you are doing fine, and we've got a long, long list of events here to talk about. I got to say, you are easily the most prepared interviewee I've ever seen. You know, usually they come in. Usually I take a few notes and we talk about things, but I have about a lot of papers to shuffle through and a lot of events. And so why don't we just go ahead and jump right into it. An event that's starting today, or at least happening today,
that's the
Weekly Community Recycling Collection Day.
That's right. So the Chamber has a committee. It's called the Pride Committee. They work on a lot of community projects regarding beautification, and they have championed and partnered with the City of Independence to help with the recycling project. So we've been doing this project for, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years now, but we have Tuesday recycling today, 11 to 1 at the Sanitation Yard at 21st and Maple. And we usually talk about this, but I wanted to give an extra little plug for Tuesday Recycling, because now I want everyone to know that they will also very willingly accept trash. They will accept bulky items. So if you have a mattress or building supply, you know, anything that you have you want to get rid of, a piece of furniture, debris, anything like that, you can actually bring that to Tuesday Recycling as well. So it's a great way for you to clean up your property, anything you're needing to get rid of. Also, we have the first Saturday of the month recycling from 8 to noon that will be coming up the first part of September. And that, too, is a day where they will be accepting those items. And then I also wanted to just give a little shout out to some Save the Dates, because this will be coming up in October, I believe the 5th and the 12th. The 5th will be the first Saturday in October, and that will be typically our recycling day, but that is also our annual community-wide cleanup. So mark that on your calendar if you're wanting to do the full cleanup. There's going to be dumpsters out in the community. All kinds of things will be happening that day in order to help us clean up our community. And then the following weekend, which will be the 12th, I believe, that will be a downtown cleanup. And we will be asking for volunteers to help us clean up our downtown as we prepare for Niwala. So again, today is Tuesday recycling, and also trash, bulky items, and debris drop-off from 11 to 1 at the Sanitation Yard.
Yeah, and so, you know, recycling really similar to just throwing out your trash. So why would you not recycle if you have the opportunity to do so? And, of course, a full list of items easily available on what you can recycle and what you can't recycle. And, of course, if you have any questions, I'm sure you can contact the Chamber of Commerce.
That's
so
right.
Moving right along here, we have some business after hours coming up here tonight, starting at about 5 p.m., hosted by Class LTD.
That's right. So the Chamber sponsors a business after hours every month. We have one of our business members, our Chamber members, always is slotted to be the host. And as you just stated, tonight's host will be Class LTD at 2801 West Main. It's $3 for admittance. It's for Chamber members. It starts at 5 o'clock. They have some very exciting news about a project that they are working on at Kittyland, so that will be exciting to hear about that. So I encourage everyone to come out for business after hours this evening at 5. And then, let's see, today's Tuesday.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. So tomorrow is Mom's Day out.
Yes.
At the First United Methodist Church. And the reason why I want people to know about this is because it is truly an offering that I think many parents can benefit from, moms in particular. Mm-hmm. It's always the first and third Wednesday from 1 to 4. And I just called the church the other day. They're going to offer this throughout the end of the year. So for kids 2 to 10, it's $20 per child, $35 for two or more siblings. If you need more information, you can call the church at 3840. But this, now the kids, a lot of the kids are back in school, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So 2 to 10, the kids that are 5 to 10 are probably in school. But if you have kids that are 5 and below and you're needing to have a break to go run some errands, get your house clean, just have some me time, this is an opportunity for you to take advantage of some very responsible child care at the First United Methodist Church for Mom's Day Out.
Yeah, exactly. And so then we move forward a couple days, but we do have a farmer's market coming up on this Saturday.
We do.
Early morning.
That's
right. So you're going to have to get up on a Saturday, but I'm sure it's definitely worth it.
That's right. So our farmer's market, I just received an email from Carolyn Torrance, the coordinator, is going to be available throughout the month of August, which is, I think, the first time in many, many years that we have had weather, as wet of weather as we've had, that has allowed us to have produce and vegetables and things like that throughout the month of August. Usually everything is burnt up by now. So 7:30 to 10:30, and it's in downtown Independence at the corner of Penn and Myrtle. And I have to give a shout out to a man who has made the farmer's market what it is. For the past 12 years, Terry Scott at Independence Pharmacy and the American Soda Fountain has dedicated his time and talents to helping coordinate the farmer's market. And this will be his last market this year, and we will be moving on, but it is in good hands. It's in good hands because we've had it in good hands for many years through Terry Scott's leadership. So shout out and a huge thank you to Terry Scott. So if you're in the American Soda Fountain or you're in Independence Pharmacy picking up prescriptions, be sure and tell him thank you for that.
Yeah, certainly. And so, of course, there's only going to be two more farmers markets here through August. So you're going to want to come to either one of those. The next one, the last one, of course, will be on August 31st. And so you're going to want to make sure you, buy fresh and buy local. And again, that's downtown Independence at the corner of Penn and Myrtle. So then, moving on the same night, actually, will be the debut for Independence Community College. Their football team will actually have their first game against Dodge City Community College, and that will be at home at Soltis Stadium at 7 p.m.
That is right. So, football fans, mark that on your calendar. Go to the ICC website for a full listing of all of the home games for this season's home football. And then if football is not your thing, but downtown movie night is, you can do that as well. So we're doubling up on Saturday night. There is the second to last free downtown movie night in downtown Independence. Pre-show activities start at 7:30. The movie will start at 8:30. The movie is How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. It's sponsored by West Star Energy and Independence Family Medicine. What you need to know is everything is completely and totally free. There will be inflatable bounce houses, an inflatable slide, face painting, street games, movie popcorn straight from the movie, ice cold popsicles, and lots of other fun activities. So grab your chairs and bring the entire family downtown for an evening of fun.
That's certainly a hard choice. You go football or you go to see one of the best animated movies in the last few years or so. So definitely you'll have a lot of options coming up on this Saturday. Go to the farmer's market in the morning and then have yourself some evening entertainment as well. So moving along here, it looks like we'll skip all the way down to August 30th when we'll see the Independence High School Jamboree Can Opener, Scrimmage, and Canned Food Drive.
That's right. So this is new this year. So typically we have always done a football scrimmage. Then in years past, we always did a volleyball scrimmage and a soccer scrimmage the same night. But things have changed this year for IHS. They're doing a Jamboree Can Opener football scrimmage and canned food drive. All the food that is collected for admittance into the game will be kept in Independence at the local food pantry. As you said, the scrimmages will start at 7. So here's what's going to happen. I've been told that Independence will scrimmage Caney. And then after that scrimmage, Caney and Coffeyville will scrimmage. And then after they're done, we will finish up the evening with a scrimmage between Independence and Coffeyville.
So
fun night.
So you'll get to see a chance to see three area teams compete on that night. So you're going to want to get out there. It's always an interesting thing. Jamborees always, I was a high school football player. I always liked Jamborees because, you get to see a lot of teams different play, and you kind of get to analyze everybody before the season really begins and before the games start to matter. So definitely find your way on out there. And then we move into the month of September, but still plenty of things to do in September. Definitely a lot of things planned out in advance for that month, That's including right. the first Friday at the Civic Center.
That's right. So First Friday is open to the public. It's bright and early, the first Friday at 7:30 every month. It ends around 9 o'clock. And this month's sponsor is Confectionate Fine Chocolates, so you know what might be available this at First Friday. Just a little hint there. So September 6th, we have a full lineup of speakers. The Community Chest is going to be doing a kickoff presentation. Joanne Smith, who is the new owner and editor and publisher of Southeast Kansas Living, it's an amazing magazine, is going to be talking. She's a local entrepreneur, and this magazine that she is putting out is going to, I think, really put us on the map, make people aware of all of the great treasures we have in our area. So she's going to be speaking. And then we also have Washington Historic Residence, which is the new senior housing that is in the former Washington School building. They've transitioned that into senior housing. It's absolutely beautiful. I've been in it. And then David Cowan is going to do a city update. So if you want to be well informed, get up early on Friday, September the 6th. Come out and meet us at the Civic Center for a full lineup of speakers. And then that very next day, you can you're gonna have chocolate for breakfast on Friday, but you're gonna have pancakes for breakfast on Saturday, because the Optimist Club is having their annual pancake breakfast at the Wesley Center on Saturday, September the 7th. It's a $5 donation. You get some sausages, and then you get unlimited pancakes. And what I want everyone to know about this is it's important, I believe, that we support our civic organizations. When it's time for the Lions Club Bean Feed, by golly, we need to eat beans and cornbread, because they're pumping money back into our community mm-hmm. and making a difference. And the Optimist Club is doing the same thing. Their platform is A Friend of Youth. And they do all kinds of things for the youth in our community. They're sponsoring softball and baseball and little league teams, and helping with after prom. And they're mm-hmm. donating money every time I turn around. And they couldn't do that if we didn't have fundraisers like this, and if the community wouldn't eat pancakes. So
yeah.
Mark that on your calendar, Saturday, September the 7th. Meet us from 7 to noon at the Methodist Church Wesley Center at 200 South Penn. And skip breakfast at home and eat pancakes with the community.
Yeah, support the youth. All you have to do is literally eat pancakes and pay a little money to do so. So that's something you were already going to do already, so why not make it a good cause?
But that's right.
We do jump down to September the 13th and 14th, though, for our next event, as we'll have ourselves the Kansas and Oklahoma 100-plus mile highway sale.
That's right. So we have a couple of things right back-to-back here. In about mid-September. And as you said, we're having the Can-Okla 100-mile highway sale, and that is the citywide garage sale and the 100-mile sale that will be coming through Independence on that Saturday and Sunday, 13th and 14th. What everyone needs to know is if you're interested in turning your trash into someone else's treasures, meaning you're going to have a sale yourself, you need to get registered, and you can do that by going to the city offices. The permits are completely free for those 2 days, and if we get those permits by September the 6th, you will be listed on the Chamber's garage sale map. So we usually print about 1,500 of those maps. We totally run out. We had over 100 sales in Independence, lots of people in town, lots of people in the hotels making their way through this 100-mile highway, getting all kinds of great treasures and loading up. So be sure and do that. And then the group site, if you're someone who doesn't want to have a sale at their house, the group site will actually be behind Annie Mae's, and that will be right off of Highway 75 there, so lots of good exposure. You'll need to bring your own table and chairs and mm-hmm. set up, but everyone's welcome to be in that parking lot if you don't, you know, if you're out in the country or you don't want to have one at your house. And then lastly, I want everyone to remember to mark this on your calendar, a save the date for the Southeast Kansas fly-in. It's called Celebration of Flight, and it is going to be Saturday, September the 14th at the Independence Municipal Airport. It's being sponsored by the local EAA chapter, and that's Experimental Aircraft Association. They're going to have free airplane rides for kids 8 to 17. Experimental aircraft will be on display, antique airplanes as well, kids' activities, flight simulators. Breakfast and lunch will be available for a minimal fee. And if you're interested or you need any more information, call 332 332- 9264, or you can check out their Facebook page, and it's EAA Chapter 980. It's a great opportunity to get out. Mm-hmm. How many times do you have a chance to go up, you know, and fly in a single engine airplane? And so it's a way to get kids really interested in aviation, get them started young. There's going to be an opportunity to register for the Young Eagles program, and it's going to be a fun day. So you're going to want to mark your calendar for that.
Yeah, certainly. And so once again, September 14th, and then the highway sale, that's open rain or shine, and that'll be on the second weekend of September as well. So plenty of stuff to do. That's going to be where we conclude our little listings today. But once again, thank you, Lisa, for coming in. Obviously, there's so much to do, guys. So I know in small towns, we all like to complain that there's nothing to do. Well, there you go. There's about 16 minutes worth of stuff for you to do. And Lisa, once again, thank you. And I will look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Thank you.
All right. And so we will go ahead and send it on over to Fox News Open Line coming up in just a little bit here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.